ain't a deluxe. My stomach is flat. She still feel that in the gut somehow. The fat muscle went in her butt somehow. I don't even answer what's up. She's saying that is natural. I don't care if she making it up. I never put you in no Uber, girl. I'm always gonna send you a truck. I'm always gonna keep it a buck. You give me that and I'm stuck.
Baby on my ways, cause a lot of bros round the way, riding round town, and they looking for my face. Gotta pray.
Advising me, saying I could die, trying to turn you up. There's three sides to the story, girl. The one you subtweet, the one your group chat gets to read, the one you come and tell to me. I understand it finally. I'm trying to give you highs, and you're planning our goodbyes while I turn you up. It's my fault, burning cash like it's lit on fire. Penthouse and some new attire. I fulfill all of your desires. You don't work, but you act retired. Cause you know that you're mine, and it's my fault. It's my fault. It's my fault for once I take accountability. It's my fault that you got superpowers on your knees. It's my fault for once, don't keep you grounded on your feet. It's my fault for once, I drain accounts to make you love me. It's my fault for once, it's one-sided loyalty. My fault for once, I'm painting on your fees. Doing things just to set you free, see you breathe. It's my fault for once, I got the wagon G. Got you riding around with that are nothing like me. It's my fault for once, that's how you make it seem. It's my fault, it's my fault. You were lost into me. You were lost into me. Into me, my confidence is super low, baby. M, you know I got a heart of gold. You pawn it, then hit the road. Hey, for goodness sakes, a disarray. Your funeral is finna have like 10 caskets on display. One for you, the other nine for everything you're taking to the grave. You don't play, you don't, you don't, you don't, you don't play no games. There's three things I learned from love for free. Only thing really worth chasing is a dream. People don't only play roles on screen. Messy started getting trendy, gotta keep it clean. You know I keep it clean, clean as I can. All weapons formed against me got a gem. Brought you around the dolls, treat you like the fam. Should've been a well-bound, thank you, ma'am. Know you got my confidence on sale. In case you wanna feel better about yourself. You were lost into me. You were lost into me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Eric Haskell, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shar Money.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, let me break it down for you. So, the Clubhouse is a series of drop-in centers located in the Greene County and Columbia County, and a little bit out there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what a drop-in center is, it's pretty much like a different term. It's like
a Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, like a community center. Like, legally, it's different because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene.
Well, we're similar.
Yeah, we're pretty much like a community center. You can drop on by, get some food. We do field trips and stuff. And if you're under 18, you're going to need some parents' permission, like in a... it's like a school. Field
yeah.
Sign thing, and you're going to have them sign off. And the ages is from 12 to 18, and we're located 455 Main Street in Catskill. And the radio part comes from Wave Farm, which is a series of, where I guess it's one radio station, which connects to a series of different community places.
Yeah.
And like different places in town.
Like different shows.
So you'll be walking around town, and you might notice your favorite coffee shop has a little Wave Farm sticker because they do a side radio station.
Would you?
So yeah.
I have a question. Would you rather be in like an isekai or Okay. Would you rather be in like an anime where you get reincarnated? Or would you rather be in like a show where like you're a superhero and you're like the most powerful? Or like you get reincarnated and you're OP?
Can I pick like what species?
What species? No.
Okay. Because, like, it'd be cool to be, like, a dragonborn.
A dragonborn?
Yeah, just, like, have that
really?
Power. Yeah, like, but in a human form.
So, like, you're a dragon.
But, like, in a human form.
So, you're a demi-dragon.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, you're, like, one of those demi-humans?
I would simply be better.
Better than a furry?
And without further ado, we're gonna play you into Kanye West. I wonder, furry is crazy.
My dreams come true, and I wonder if you know
what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams. And I wonder,
I've been waiting all this my
the WGX Scene Newsroom. This is the WGX Scene Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that a free vending machine that dispenses overdose reversal medication and fentanyl and xylazine test strips began operation in Hudson on January 31st, the first of its kind in the Twin Counties. The Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, Medication for Addiction Treatment and Electronic Referrals, and Catholic Charities Care Coordination Services placed a machine at 713 Union Street in Hudson. Candace Ellis, Executive Director of Catholic Charities Care Coordination Services, said, and I quote, "People who use drugs deserve access, they deserve support, and they deserve kindness as we work to negate the risk associated with drug use. A lot of the drugs that are in the drug supply right now are adulterated with other substances, including fentanyl and xylazine. We want to be able to protect our clients and the community," end quote. To use the machine, individuals have to enter an authentication code found on the outside of the machine, their birth year, and their zip code. The items are free, and up to three items can be dispensed at a time.
In Columbia County last year, 51 people overdosed with 37 hospitalizations and 8 deaths. In Greene County, there were 81 overdoses in 2023. Full disclosure, the Mental Health Association of Columbia County produces the youth program, Clubhouse Radio, on WGXC. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan raised $3,147,028 in campaign money in 2023. Federal Elections Commission reports show Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th District, had $2,121,915 on hand as of January 1st. By contrast, Republican Allison Esposito, a retired New York City police officer and unsuccessful candidate for lieutenant governor in 2022, had no filing for the year by the January 31st deadline, according to the Federal Elections Commission, after she announced her campaign for the Republican nomination for the 18th District in October. The other Republican for the 18th primary election is Loveland Gwynn, a New York City real estate broker who is an Asian Pacific Islander from Hawaii, who raised $14,033 last year and spent $9,240. In the 19th Congressional District, incumbent Representative Mark Molinaro is running for his second term and raised $2,196,509 in 2023 and has $1,618,916 left over as of January 1st. Democrat Josh Riley, who lost to Molinaro in 2022, raised $2,057,381 last year and has $1,468,507 on hand. Democrat Daniel Butterman is also running, but did not file any financial reports for 2023. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Today is Groundhog's Day. And the most famous four-footed meteorologist, Punxsutawney Phil, didn't see a shadow this morning at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania. That, legend has it, means an early spring is on its way. CBS News reports that the groundhog in that town has been right 39% of the time going back to his first recorded prediction in 1887. Human meteorologists predict that locals will see their own shadows for the first time in almost 2 weeks as the sun comes out this weekend. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. To become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 2nd. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in most places like Tannersville, Medusa, and Steventown. But some pockets are a little warmer, reaching 35 degrees in Skodak and Red Hook. The average regional soil temperature is 35 degrees. Some precipitation lingers this morning, snow for some, rain and a mix for others. Either way, it's not enough to worry about. Today, it should all come to an end by noontime, leaving today cloudy with a high of 41 degrees at 2 p.m. Overnight, the temperatures dip to 26 degrees, then on Saturday, the sun shows up and tricks you into heading outside on a day with a high of only 36 degrees. Winds could make it feel pretty bitter, so plan on layering up if you want to stay warm. 22 degrees overnight takes us into a milder Sunday with a high of 39, some calmer winds, and mostly sunny skies. Monday will still be dry with a high of 37. Sunset today will be at 4:56 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:03 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 345 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 113. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
I'm in my own matrix, none of it makes sense. All these humans basic, don't got no training. Coding by the cases, I've been purple raining. Roll it up, lace it, pop a few chases. I've been in the matrix, none of it makes sense. All you humans basic, none of got home training. Coding by the cases, I've been purple raining. Stressed out, so I tend to take meds. The devil told me good show, break a leg. All these painkillers, like got a pair of broken legs. All these perks I popped, you thought I was planning to break my neck. Grinding, man, I'm hungry for this, feel like I ain't ate yet. You wish that you could have what I could have, you could just say that. If you ain't my look, them combos, you could save that. They think they invincible till they see them blows and they Maybach. Roll it up, lace it, pop a few to chase it. I'm in my own matrix, none of it makes sense. All these humans basic, don't got no home training. Coding by the cases, I've been purple. Pop a few chases. I've been in the matrix, none of it makes sense. All you humans basic, you ain't got home training. Coding by the cases, I've been purple rain.
You pop some ecstasy first, it gets progressively worse. Try your best to reverse, unsuccessfully flirting with certain death and reverting to your promethazine urge. The fucking devil, he lurks. Lose your best friend, he smirks. Wake up and everything hurts. And as you spiral downward, listen, I know just how it is when you start slow. Then before you notice it, now you're mixing oxys without prescription, cough medicine, Valium with them. But ain't that how addiction sorta works? They call it lean cause you gravitate and lean towards the perp, the blessing or the curse of fame. Cause now you can afford the syrup, Percocet and Percodin. But that ain't what you meant when you said that you're in it for the perks. Develop a habit out of that, need a Xanax, not a rap. So you pop it before you record a verse. Your buzz wear down, yeah, like a rabbit out of hat. Makes you wanna pull your hair out. Fentanyl, oxy, Demerol, Demerol with possibly got shock G. Roxy, codeine and lean is probably what got Lil Peep and ODB. So many who ODB, way too young to go see me. I was lucky, my escape was narrow window. Now think I take it for granted that I'm still here. Synthetic heroin, you tried to kill me, then you murdered Jared, didn't you? Piece of sh. Thanks to you, now we lost Gangsta Boo and Pimp C, Prince and Michael Mixon. NyQuil with prescription, Vicks addictions like a fucking vicious cycle. Juice, we will forever miss you. To the younger generation, I ain't lecturing you, but man, just be careful when you
roll it up, lace it, pop a few to chase it. I'm in my own matrix, none of it makes sense. All these humans basic, don't got no home training. Coding by the cases, I've been purple raining. Roll it up, lace it, pop a few, chase it. I've been in the matrix, none of it makes sense. All you humans basic, you ain't got home training. Coding by the cases, I've been purple raining. I ain't coming.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXE, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.com.
Are you waiting for me?
Yes.
Oh. .org. Wait, no. .org.
And yeah, in Catskill, Acre, and
Hudson.
That's what's up. And if you don't know what Catskill is, it's Clubhouse, and if you don't know what a clubhouse is, it's a drop-in center, which is another
really cool
term for a community center. It's just legally different because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We are better.
Can I say that?
Yeah, because on top of being a community center, we are also a place, pretty much, not legally. Legally, we are a drop-in center, but we also have people you can come talk to. We have food you can make, and like the vibe of it is.
We're gonna make buffalo chicken again. I didn't say right. We're gonna make buffalo chicken dip again.
Yeah.
Right. The right
yes.
time. The right way.
And we are located on 455 Main Street in Catskill. The age range is 12 to 18 with some, like, exceptions.
Minor exceptions.
Like, the only problem is we don't want any two young kids hanging around like teenagers. Like, we don't want little Timmy.
We want emotional intelligence. Wait, intelligent? Yeah. No, maturity.
We don't want little 9-year-old Timmy hearing little, or not little. We don't want little 9-year-old Timmy hearing 6'5", 17-year-old
Jeffries.
Jonathan Jeffrey. That's his full name.
Jonathan Jeffrey Moore.
His social life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you
are a 9-year-old parent, social life is way different from a 17.
Yeah, if you are a parent, you can come talk to the director,
our adult staff,
Kai Hillman, and if you're okay with it, we can make exceptions. But we want parental consent for kids who are like 8 or 9 being around like kids who are like way older.
So question.
That way, if like they get hurt too. But yes, what is your question?
If you had to tell a ghost story, I mean, like, round a campfire ghost story.
I'm really creative. I could do one.
How would you do?
Wait.
Let's set the scene for the people. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll set the scene. All right. So, let's say you were just chilling. You know, it's late at night, and you know you're chilling with friends, and you're just vibing, right? Mm-hmm. What's your like first story? Like.
Okay, I got one.
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm sorry. Hold on. There it is.
All right, I got a pretty spooky one, but in a little bit of a psychological horror way.
Okay.
So one day in the very distant future, a scientist named Jonathan Herbman is able to kind of crack the code. He's able to make a scientific breakthrough where he is able to make a living simulation that is not aware it's a simulation and has sentience and consciousness. And one day, his wife calls him. She needs something. And he leaves the simulation running longer than he should.
Ooh.
And then after a long day of, you know, taking care of his kids and going to his mother-in-law's house, he comes back and he noticed that time in the simulation runs differently than time runs for him. The prehistoric era in that simulation has already long passed, and they're past the Stone Age. They're into the Bronze Age. And he will usually shut it off only observe this simulation for seconds at a time. But one day it happens again.
Ooh.
And when he comes back, he notices the people in the simulation have made a simulation of their own.
Oh.
And the people inside of that simulation are in the Bronze Age. And he thinks this is terrible. So he shuts it off. One day, he does it again. And in that simulation, they build a simulation too.
Ooh.
And then it hits him. Was he the first one to build it?
Are we a simulation?
If one day we eventually become so advanced that we can make a simulation, then the only way we're not a simulation is if human civilization has ended before that point.
Oh my God. Everything I know is a lie!
So that's my story. I think it was okay. Instead of like bloody horror, I tried something a little abstract.
Let's see, what's this one? I like this one.
Okay. Gather around. Friends and family of all types of ages.
Yeah, I want to hear yours.
I feel like we should step to Steen. If you don't mind me, my lovely host, if you get a chance, could you turn that light off over there? Now, I can't really say that mine is more like a not terrifying story, but once upon a time,
there was, I would say, a figure. A figure that everybody knew, everyone spoke about very highly.
Till one day they thought he snaps. He stopped coming to work. He stopped interacting with the people he knew, his family, his friends. Till one day, he went missing. A month, I would say more like a week, a month, two, till it turns into a year. House is abandoned. People think it's haunted. Yada, yada, yada. Three kids, I will say. Noah, Drake, and Kevin. Right? Kevin says, I don't think we should do this. Noah says, well, I think I should climb the house, see what's going on. Drake says, what about, I don't know, we just walk through the front door. All of a sudden, Kevin says, I see a figure in the window. What do you think happens next?
Then Drake says, money for fun.
Something like that. So,
I got a good one next.
Noah climbs around. Noah's the brave one, the curious one.
The one who's always doing something.
Trying to make people laugh. Little does Noah know, this one in life changes. For the worse or the better. No. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails. Noah stumbles upon the back window. As he gets closer and closer to this back window, he's very unsure. He gets a weird, achy feeling in his gut. Unsuring if he should walk in and say, hey, crack a joke. So he's like, you know what? Forget it. I'll go in there and crack a joke. Maybe some ghosts will respond. He opens the back window, and what does he see? What? He sees himself.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, when I mean like himself, I mean his self is bloodied, clothes are tattered, and he looks terrified, like he's seen something. He gets closer to see if, like, this thing is real. As it gets closer and closer and closer, he goes to touch it. And then it disappears. And he looks at himself in the mirror, wondering if he was the ghost. As he starts to think in a panic, his friends that he knew for so long walks in just to see his lifeless corpse on the floor to wonder if he was real. Just to find out, he was the boy that went missing so many years ago. The door shuts. It gets dark. And the house gets a little, I don't know, creepy. What do you want to say?
Nothing. Continue, please.
As the house gets a little creepy, they start hearing claw marks at the door.
When's the scariest part?
Honestly, I would say they start hearing a knock. They go to open the upstairs door. And they see 10 dead bodies.
Wah-wah. What's it called? I got a good one.
Okay.
So, in this forest, in this remote forest.
What?
Wake up. We don't know where this will reach you. You're in a coma. We've been trying to reach you for 30 years.
Help me.
You were in a car crash.
Please.
We just want you to come back.
What?
The life you're living isn't real.
I'm so lost.
Nothing is real.
Oh my God.
Well, okay, so and then in the camp forest, in the camp. Hmm?
What happened?
What do you mean?
Well, this is my line.
Wow.
Okay, continue.
What do you mean?
You were saying something about the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue.
Okay, I forgot where the story's going.
Oh my God.
Alright. I mean, that was okay.
What?
I mean, that was a little spooky.
We're back. We'll be back after local 6:30 news. We'll see you guys.
From the WGXE Newsroom, This is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors County Government Committee wants to spend up to $350,000 to replace security cameras at several county buildings. The security camera replacements would be in Hudson, at the Columbia County Courthouse at 401 Union Street, the Department of Social Services, 25 Railroad Avenue, the Columbia County Department of Health, 325 Columbia Street, the Columbia County Department of Motor Vehicles, 560 Warren Street, the Columbia County Treasurer's Office, 50 North 6th Street, Columbia County Offices at 401 State Street, the Columbia County Solid Waste Department, 51 Newman Road, and 11 Warren Street, recently purchased from Galvin Foundation. The new cameras would also read license plates and include facial recognition readers. Michael Chimides, Hudson's Third Ward Supervisor, asked for more privacy guarantees, saying, and I quote, "What you're describing is not binding. That's why I want a policy. I can then go to my constituents and say, we're putting up these cameras, it's about security, and it's still about your privacy," end quote. Then the board approved buying the equipment, with Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell recommending that the cameras do not go live until the board creates a privacy policy. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul's appointment, Stephen G. James, started as superintendent of the state police on January 31st. And immediately replaced many of the agency's top leaders. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher R. West, an assistant deputy superintendent, was named first deputy superintendent. James also appointed 7 new deputy superintendents, including in the Professional Standards Bureau, Field Command, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Employee Relations, and Counterterrorism Unit. He cleared out Colonel Daniel J. Cooney, a deputy superintendent of Field Command, Colonel Robert G. Gregory, who had been deputy superintendent for administration, Colonel George K. Nohide, deputy superintendent of employee relations, and Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer H. Gottstein, an assistant superintendent of employee relations, to make way for the new hires. Hochul said of her new appointment, and I quote, "This will be our opportunity to lead a new generation. There's very few who have the experience Stephen brings to this job," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Abby Stanley reports for News 10 that Catskill High School students Madison Mudge, 11th grade, and Molly Oswald, 12th grade, will give vocal performances later this month at Carnegie Hall in Manhattan for the 2024 High School Honors Performance Series. Oswald performs with the mixed choir directed by Dr. Jeffrey Ames of Belmont University, and Mudge performs with the treble choir directed by Matthew Brady from the University of Miami. Both students also participated in the program last year. The two performances are open to the public on February 10th. Tickets are available through the Carnegie Hall box office. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
This ain't a game, it's a passion. I keep it frozen, I'm lasting, cold as Alaskan. I got no Elsa, my name ain't no Samuel Jackson. I'm in a whole different bracket. So who the ones going crazy? We the ones, who the ones never breaking. We the ones, who the ones never stop till it's done. Gonna rock till the sunrise blazing. We the ones.
You've been on my mind a couple days now. That's a problem. Looking good in every type of way now. Top to bottom, wait a sec. I ain't even break a sweat. Told them I'm the greatest, yeah. Why they gotta take
the fence. Oh shit. Yeah, got me feeling like John Wick. Gonna pop when I drop this. Yeah, turn the stage to a mosh pit. Whoa, let it go, let it go. They call me Simon cause they do what I'm saying. Slide it left, slide it right. I hit the groove on occasion. Let's go. Hey.
Just wait. Can't the deadlines come fashionably late? I could push every ghoul back, take control back if they'd roll back the rate at which time starts to fly. Never landing or standing by, never taking a break, ever making me retry. We nickel and dime every quarter to two. But maybe it's time to let time pass through. If the future is bright, it doesn't shine with that end of the tunnel light. More like a deer in the headlights, sudden red lights or your deadlights as the anglerfish bite. It's not fair. The past is clear, but it's clear back there. What's ahead, no one knows. But it's closing in, we swear. Still not in my prime, I have so much to do. But maybe it's time to let time pass through. I can't just rewrite decisions when life gets strange. Should I go with my gut? On which door I should shut? I'm unsure, I'd keep exploring this rut. But what good is time without change? Things never last, just move on.
Okay, it's childish, can't be no homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my crack. Move black girls, cause man, yeah, I'll do either. I love, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some shorts. B-O-O all over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery, this Asian dude, I stole his girl. And now he got that coachy beef, my is like an accent mark. It's all about the overeat. Hot like a parked car, I sound weird like it blue with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that girls at me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man, kill beat going. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. You pay me, brand. like slavery. Told me I was awful and that did not faze me. Tell me how I suck again, my memory is hazy. You're my favorite rapper now, yeah, dude, I better be. Or you can kiss my human centipede. You wanna see my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check Maxim. Man, why does every black actor gotta rap some? I don't know, all I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. You know these rapper dudes talk, talk, start killing. That back booms like an arch villain. I'm from the south, ain't got no accent, don't know why. So this rapper's child's play, I do my name like Prince's dad. Yeah, they say they want the realness, rapped about my real life. Told me I should just quit. First of all, you talk white. Second off, you talk like you haven't given up yet. Rap stepfather, yeah, you hate me, but you will respect. I put in work, ass Ludwig. Put my soul on the track like Shoes did. Play this for my cousin, now he can't even think straight. Black and white music, now that's a mixtape. Shout out to my blurs, they represent the realness. Shout out to Gambino girls, my d*** is in the building. I know you hate me cause your little cousin play me out. I like black girls who nerdy, but when they dance they be saying ow. I'm sorry for who follow me. Chillin' with a Filipina at your local Jollibee. Yeah, I'm in heart like. So if you see my hand under the table, don't bother me. I don't talk soft, that's that other guy. I'm screaming what the f*** is up like I ain't seen the sky. I'm doing this year, insanity. Made the beat that murdered it, Casey Anthony. These rappers won't know what to do, cause all I did was act mean like a Looney Tune. And I'll give you all of me until there's nothing left. I swear this summer will be summer camp.
FM WGXE, Acre Catskill,
no free
and end. Hudson, and today I hope you're doing good, and
we're a little
I
tired.
Hope you're having an amazing day. Unless
your name's Tom,
or you drive a 2006 Nissan, or
what kind of Nissan?
Pick one.
Civic?
Yes, that one.
Oh my god.
Or if you're somebody that drinks milk from the carton without
you deserve to go to jail
and then putting it back in the fridge.
You deserve to go to jail.
Or people that prefer hot dogs over hamburgers. There you go. That's my list.
If you're driving a 2006 Honda Civic.
Yeah, no, I was just picking a bunch of random things, you know. Like those YouTube videos, like those YouTube shorts, like good night for everybody except
I bet you're probably watching on a phone and it's sideways.
Nah, probably not. This is like radio. people aren't like. I mean, maybe.
No, I'm talking about those videos where they'd be like,
"Oh yeah, yeah, yeah."
You're probably watching this on a phone. You know, this phone is probably sideways. How would you choose?
And everybody, if you don't know what Clubhouse and the Clubhouse Radio is, we are a drop-in center. And if you don't know what that means, I will let my sound engineer explain.
Alright, so since we're a drop-in center, that basically means, like, we type, like, a Boys and Girls Club, you feel me? But, like, we're a little better because we under MHA, like, mental health. So that means we basically help y'all with all types of things that do, like, with your mental health. Like, we'll play games with you. We make food for you guys. And we do a whole bunch of other things. We're time to really just rewind, chill back, and have fun times. Like, feel me? Like Childish Gambino.
I could not say that better myself. And we are funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Graham and brought to you on air by Wavefarm.
And you're listening to
90.7
FM. WGXC.
Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And on the Wavefarm website,
wavefarm.org.
So, everybody, how has your day been? I want to remind everybody who is, like, busy, there's a lot going on in your mind, and you can't really take a second to decompress, to just acknowledge your thoughts for what they are and don't fight them. You can't control the way you feel, but you can control how you react to how you feel.
Ooh,
and remember that. So if you're having a real tough time because of work and there's a million things on your mind, sometimes it's good to take a second, take a deep breath, and stay grounded to earth, and remember that there's good things too, and there's small things to live for.
And you know,
if you say bye to everybody, you're never gonna have your favorite drink again. You're never gonna be able to listen to your favorite
song. And that's why
again.
I say see you later.
You're never gonna be able to see the sunsets. You're never gonna be able to have your favorite candy. You're never gonna be able to have your favorite dessert. You're never gonna be able to have a meal with anybody where the best part of the meal isn't even the meal, it's somebody's company.
That is very true. I hope you guys have had a great radio show. I hope you guys have enjoyed every moment of it and, you know, appreciated us throughout the thick and thin. It's not one of our most talkative radio shows, but we hope that you guys enjoyed our voices and had a great morning, great afternoon, and a lovely night. As of right now, at 6:51, we have a couple minutes until our show is out.
And I want to say one thing. The thing that you're thinking about right now, it will be okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. Just chill. Let it vibe. You can't control anything about it. And even if you can, like, would it be better to stress over it and ruin it? Or just accept it as it is, you know?
That is true. He unplugged his microphone by accident. There
I did not. What are you talking about? That's such a lie. But I totally did. So yeah, those are my last words, and I'm gonna bring something back. You might be watching or you're listening on your radio right now, but you might be listening at home on your phone, and you might be making yourself
a
nice microwave top pocket. And if you're looking on that microwave, it's 6:51, and we're approaching the end of our show now. 6:52.
Yeah.
So we aren't going to head out. We're going to see you next week. We're going to be playing some good music till then.
See you later.
Mom, I know you're listening, but please don't cry. Cause the Kurt Cobain way crossed my mind last night. And Dad, I know you'll hear this and wonder why I ain't sending that dog you put in me to fight. I got questions for the pharmacies and questions for the church. I'm not sure who's raw integrity will help or make it worse, but just like you, I have my doubts. And if the scientists and God can't help me out, then where do I go now? Self-help books and Coldplay music. Traded smokes for restaurant toothpicks. I thought he would, but damn, shit don't help. Fight the thoughts or face the drama. Are we selling lies or buying dogma? I think it's more than